Now, the days of communist propaganda are back, at least at Prague's Aero Cinema, where 10 films will be showcased over the coming days as part of a program called Propaganda and Ideology in Czech Film. It's not the laughably obvious kind of propaganda, though, that the city's best-known arthouse cinema wants to look at, but the serious filmmaking that went into many of the films and the mentality behind the censorship. The manager of Kino Aero, Ivo Andrle, told me about the idea for the mini-festival.
We wanted to show films that were not meant to be propaganda films, but when after they were finished, the regime decided they're okay to be used as propaganda films. While others are, on the other hand, there are films that were meant to be propaganda or were not meant to be against the regime or criticizing the regime, but after they were finished, the regime saw them as dangerous and put them under censorship. So 20 years after 1989, we wanted to look back and try to understand how the regime actually was making the decisions about the films, because from today's perspective, sometimes it's difficult to guess what was wrong with which film, why it wasn't popular with the Communist Party, and also sometimes it's difficult to say why they celebrated some films, because we don't see them as working for in favor of the regime.
Do some of the films have artistic value as well, or are they primarily tools?
No, actually the point was to not to show films that would be very bad, that would be in a B or C category of filmmaking. Of course, there, if you say propaganda, there is much more films that people might know and remember that were just bad movies, and sometimes you can see them in being screened today in parties and festivals that are just trying to make fun of it. This wasn't really our purpose and goal. We wanted to show films that are more or less okay to watch and that are not just making you laugh.
Your cinemas are kind of underground and attract an alternative audience, mostly younger people. Will they be particularly interested in this kind of cinema?
Well, we hope so. Primarily, we were thinking of younger generation when we were preparing this, because for them, the mystery is there. For them, the mystery of why this film was prohibited and why another film was used for propaganda. It's there because they just wouldn't remember how it all worked. And of course, the older generation that lived through and that was born before the films were made, for them the mystery is not so much present, because they lived it and they remember how it worked. So yeah, the youngest of the films is from 1987, I think. So even that is some 23 years from now. So that's already an adult person. And this is the age of people that we would like to see in the audience.
That was Ivo Andrle of the Aero Cinema.